This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
على آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم بعد. Tonight we're reading the last hadith from the chapter of At-Taqwa on the subject of righteousness and piety. Hadith number 73. قال وعن أبي أمامة صدي ابن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب في حجة الوداع فقال اتقوا الله وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شهركم وأدوا زكاة أموالكم وأطيعوا أمراءكم تدخلوا جنة ربكم. In this hadith, Abu Umama رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه, he said, I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم during the حجة الوداع, the sermon of the farewell pilgrimage. He said, be mindful of your duty to Allah. اتقوا الله وصلوا خمسكم and offer your five daily prayers. وصوموا شهركم and observe fasting during the month of Ramadan. وأدوا زكاة أموالكم, pay the zakah on your properties. وأطيعوا أمراءكم and obey your rightful leaders. تدخلوا جنة ربكم, you will enter your Lord's paradise. What is the importance of mentioning this hadith as the last hadith in this chapter on taqwa? What significance? What can you understand from the fiqh of Imam al-Nawawi? Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, ulama al-hadith, whenever they put their collections of hadith, they classify them in a certain order. And that shows their deep fiqh and understanding of what they're reporting and narrating. So why would he put this hadith as the last one on taqwa over here? Why? What's the occasion to put in the last hadith? Huh? Because what? Summary, which means what? Hajjat al-Wada. If that was the last advice the Prophet ﷺ gave in his life, almost. Like, this hadith happened where, Jama'ah? Hajjat al-Wada, the farewell pilgrimage, which is the only hajj the Prophet ﷺ did after he migrated from Mecca to Medina. And he did that when everybody supposedly, when everybody there was Muslim. And he was given the khutbah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing that perhaps he will give that khutbah, never coming back again. Because he said that to them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps I'm not going to see you next year. So the people, they realized, okay, he is giving a farewell khutbah. And in that khutbah, he gives them these statements. So obviously, it would be one of the most profound and most important advices he would give, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the ummah. If that's like the farewell statement, what would you choose out of all the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sharia? What would you choose? The most valuable thing for them. And here he begins with what? Ittaqullah. Ittaqu rabbakum. So ittaqullah, obviously we've talked about taqwa many times and we mentioned what does it mean exactly. Basically taqwa is more of like the shield that's supposed to protect you from crossing into the haram, into the wrongdoing. It's supposed to be that firewall that protects you from crossing into the violating Allah's limit, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you study with us on ta'seel class, we've talked about the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, what is taqwa? Taqwa is that shield from wiqaya, protect you from falling into that. And obviously, as you can see when he says ittaqu, means put that barrier between you and Allah's limits will protect you. Here in the translation, they said, being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's really a poor translation for the word taqwa, but at least it gives the essence of it, meaning you have to, in order to build that shield, you need to always be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And if you have Allah on your mind, and you have akhirah mindset in your life, you always do right. And then, after saying ittaqullah, be mindful of Allah and have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he starts saying, wasallu khamsakum, pray your five, fast your Ramadan, pay your zakah, obey your leaders. Wait a minute. I mean, isn't ittaqullah enough from giving you all these details? Right? When we say ittaqullah, what does it mean? All these are included. So yeah, all the other items that we mentioned afterwards included in the statement ittaqullah. And the reason why he mentioned them here specifically, because these are what, Jama'ah? Zarwat. The basics of Islam. Like, you have to hold on to the basics of Islam. And what are they? That you maintain the 5 daily prayers. That's a sign of taqwa. That you fast your month of Ramadan. That's a sign of taqwa. That you pay your zakah, even though no one is over your head asking you to pay it. No, you put in the calendar. You keep asking yourself, did I pay zakah? Did a month pass? Did I forget this month, this year? So you always have it in your mind. You pay your zakah. And then he says, وَأَطِيعُوا أُمَرَاءَكُمْ, and obey your leaders. Now, obeying the leaders, that's part of what the jama'ah. Our principle in the ummah is what? Obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, and then you have staying with the jama'ah. So obeying Allah azza wa jal includes following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then stay with the jama'ah. The two major principles here. Your relationship with the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then your relationship with the creation. And here, what part of it is being part of the jama'ah. So obeying the umara, the leaders, he means by that in this hadith, obviously, is what the ulama, they called al-imamatul amma, like the major leadership, which means the khalifa, the amir. When times were, when there was a khalifa and amir in the Muslim ummah. In our times, in the so-called democratic world, most of the leaders here, obviously, they're selected. Which means their obedience is part of what known today as the social contract, which means we select you, you rule by the regulations that we set for you as a collective jama'ah. We have the Congress or the Parliament and so on. And if you violate that, we have the right to pull you down. That's a different system. Back in the day, it was different. Most of these umara, they were in a monarch system, which means ya'khuduna bil ghalaba. So whoever's overpowers the community and the ummah, people are requested to obey. As long, number one, this person doesn't come between them and worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, that they don't do anything openly kufr. And if that's the case, la sam'a wa la ta'a. No obedience and no listen to this individual. So in this case, it is conditional obedience. It's not like يعني سمعنا وعطانا غفرانك ربنا, as if he's God, أعوذ بالله. Rather, it's actually conditional to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, if you do that, he says, I guarantee you, you will enter Jannat Rabbikum, the garden and the paradise of your Lord. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith, he simply has given us the key and the grooves that will, it will help you, inshallah, open the doors for Jannah. The key is taqwa, and the groups, if the 5 daily prayers, fasting Ramadan, giving your zakah, and stay with the jama'ah. Stay with the jama'ah. In our time, maybe not necessarily in that same concept of ati'u umara'akum, but at least stay with the jama'ah, jama'at al-muslimin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us some of those who listen to the speech and for the best of it to Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us some of those who will be admitted to Jannah al-Firdaws al-A'la bila hisab wal-'adab. Wallahu a'lam. Any question, jama'ah? Yes. What's the wisdom here? He did not mention about Hajj, because they were doing Hajj at that time. That khutbah was during the Hajj, right? So they're already doing it. They're already doing it. So what is left for them, maintain the other ones. Like, you already did your Hajj, now keep those other four things. That's what it means. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.